We've been hearing a lot about whether the drugs chloroquine and hydroxychloroquine, also known as Plaquenil, can help COVID-19 patients. Health officials warn there are potential supply issues developing for patients suffering from malaria and rheumatoid arthritis and autoimmune diseases like lupus and Sjogren. We reached out to Malaka Kanella, founder of the Sjogren and Lupus Foundation here in Hawaii, to find out more.
So the Sjogren's and Lupus Foundation of Hawaii was started in 2016. I myself was diagnosed with Sjogren's syndrome, but also decided to add lupus into the group because they're similar. People in Hawaii, you know, for lupus, didn't have anyone to connect with. Sjogren's syndrome is an autoimmune disease, and lupus is also an autoimmune disease. Both attack their own body, where normally people wouldn't have that issue if you didn't have this autoimmune disease. So what happens with that, with both diseases, is that it causes inflammation in your body, which causes what's called a flare. Those flares are not good for your body because they can eventually lead to organ damage and a lot of issues.
And so a lot of these patients, though, rely on chloroquine and hydroxychloroquine, right?
Correct, they do. And they rely on this medication to help keep that inflammation down, to help decrease or stop the flares, which helps to protect their organs, their body, and keep their immune system working normally, so to speak, or as normal as it can with that medication.
And because these drugs then have been identified as, you know, holding potentially some promise, what are your members seeing?
So right now, I think there's a lot of anxiety out there, but thankfully the rheumatologists, you know, their physicians that they've been working with who have prescribed them their hydroxychloroquine or Plaquenil, have been there answering the phones, talking to them via telehealth. Urgent, you know, care is being seen, and they're helping them to get through this and helping them to find their medication. So a lot of the doctors are just waiting, you know, week by week, trying to see what's going to happen and just being there to support them and help them find their medication.
So there's a demand for the prescriptions that, you know, what some of these patients have been taking for decades.
Some people have been taking it for 20 years. So for these people who have lived pretty much, you know, normal life with this medication, as normal as it can be with lupus or Sjogren's syndrome, or rheumatoid arthritis, you know, to not have the medication to keep their body safe and healthy and protect their organs can be a little scary for them.
And are these drugs very expensive?
With medical insurance, the cost factor is pretty reasonable. And that's one of the things that they need to also think about is if you are on this medication and your normal pharmacy, you know, can't fill it for you, if you have to go outside to another pharmacy to fill it, you need to check, you know, the pricing might be different with your insurance and that pharmacy. So, you know, just take an initiative and check on that prior to doing the other price, I guess, other searching for your medication at other pharmacies.
And how many people have these autoimmune diseases here in the islands?
So we don't have any data. We have no idea. And when I got diagnosed with Sjogren's syndrome in 2011, one of the things that I wanted to do with this foundation when I started was to do some research and to start trying to see what the numbers might be. So I contacted many people. I even the Department of Health, I contacted them. They were not able to give me any numbers. And so as far as how many, I can't give you a guesstimate.
Okay, but do we know that there is some distress out there just because the demand has all of a sudden escalated because of the interest and the hope that some people have that this could help somehow with the COVID-19, even though there still has to be trials, it has to be tested?
Definitely, yes. There is hope for everyone that this could be a potential drug that might help, but there haven't been any real controlled studies that have been able to provide the necessary outcomes that show that.
And there are some people who might have heard that someone who is taking this drug, let's say who has lupus or rheumatoid arthritis, that they will somehow have an immunity or won't succumb to this disease. But what I'm hearing is that's not so.
You are correct. I've discussed with a few rheumatologists here in Hawaii, and that is not true, that you're not immune if you are currently on Plaquenil or hydroxychloroquine from COVID-19. In fact, I spoke with a rheumatologist yesterday who did, in fact, share with me that one of her lupus patients was diagnosed with COVID-19. So we need to have more controlled studies, and it's going to take time to figure out whether this is an effective drug or not.
Anything else that you think would be important to share with our listeners?
Just, you know, to know that their rheumatologists are here for them. We are here. The foundation is here to help them, you know, in any way that we can, to finding their medication, to having someone to talk to, you know, getting education, whatever support they need, you know, we're here. All of us are here to help. And this should hopefully even out, I guess, you know, in a month or so is what they're thinking. The prescription availability medication should hopefully get back on track in a month or so is what they're thinking when they're looking at, you know, what's happening. So hopefully everything will get better, much better, and they won't have to be searching and searching different pharmacies for their medication.
Right, because the fear is, you know, if there's a shortage, you might not be able to get your three-month prescription, which is normally what you get from the doctor. And until the drug companies ramp up production, there's still this demand-supply issue.
Yes, and hopefully, you know, something else that might stop is that, you know, physicians who don't normally prescribe hydroxychloroquine or Plaquenil won't prescribe it for prophylactic reasons. Therefore, the medication will become more readily available for the patients who do need them. So we're hoping that that also starts turning a corner here as there's more education out there. But we definitely know that this medication definitely helps those living with lupus, Sjogren's, and rheumatoid arthritis, and they are the ones who need the medication.
That was a conversation we had with Malaka Canella, founder of the Sjogren and Lupus Foundation here in the islands. We talked to her last week. For links, head to our website at hawaiipublicradio.org.